Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
If you have your Bible, let's make our confession together. You say, why do you do that? You might be new. You came during the holidays and now you come back. Welcome home. We're glad y'all came back. And I just want to encourage you, give us 30 days. Stick with us for the next month, and I believe your life will change forever. Amen? So words determine the direction of our life. So let's say the right words. You ready? This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says that I can do. I can have what it says that I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is really alert. My heart is receptive. I will not leave the same as I came, in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Can you give God a shout of victory? Oh, man. Y'all sound so good today. Well, we're beginning a brand new series. This is the last weekend of this year. And so I'm just going to start now for the series for the month of January 2020. And I want to talk to you about strategies for success in 2020. Strategies for success in 2020. I want to give you, throughout the month of January, strategies. If we hear them and apply them, they'll bring God's success into our life. I'm excited about next year, and I was talking to several people before the service, and they said the very same thing. They said, Pastor, there's something different about this year. I can feel it in my spirit. I want different for you next year. As your pastor who loves you, I want different for you next year, for me next year, and for our ministry next year. Now watch this. For next year to be different, we've got to do things differently. For next year to be different, we've got to do things differently. Someone said insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So if we do next year what we did this year, we'll have a repeat of this year next year. And I don't want that for you or for me or our ministry. So next year to be different, we're going to have to do some things differently. So I want to talk to you about those things for the next 30 days, strategies that will bring success in 2020. Now, you all can have pray and ask God to give you a word personally for next year. I believe in that. I taught all of our kingdom builders. You'll get it in your letter and video in just a couple of weeks. I'll get a word from God, one word for you. It brings focus into your life. Pastor Kim has been talking about it's the year of double. And boy, I agree. Right on. I'm right with her. It's the year of double. 2020, right? 2020 vision. I say it's a year of vision and dreams. You know, this coming year, I believe that all the trouble you went through this year, God could give you double blessing next year. You do know that's biblical, right? It's in the Bible in Isaiah. God says, for all your trouble, for all your hurt, for all your pain, for all the storms, God said, I'll restore back to you double blessing for all the trouble you've gone through. So I believe many are saying it's the year of the double, and that's right on. Amen. But for the sake of my series for the next 30 days, I want to give you another word for next year, what I think next year is going to be. And numbers in the Bible represent spiritual meaning. Did y'all know that? Names in the Bible represent spiritual meaning, but also numbers do. It's called biblical numerology. I got to take a course of that when I was in college. It's all about the study of numbers and their meaning in the Bible. Well, I looked it up yesterday afternoon. The number 2020, the number 20 in the Bible means expectation. Oh, come on, somebody get thrilled about that. Expectation. It's the year of expectation. Now, it can be your own private personal word that God gives you as you seek Him. My own personal word was expansion. I believe that my ministry is going to expand. Our church, our ministry, our outreach, our touch is going to expand next year. But God's going to give you a word if you ask Him. And I believe there are many things that we could name it and believe, and I'm all for that. But for the sake of our series, I want you to think about next year being the year of expectation. I don't need a Ouija board. I don't need tarot cards. I don't need to be a palm reader to tell you what God's going to do in your life next year. Pastor, how do you know? He's going to do exactly what you're expecting Him to do. He's going to do exactly what you're expecting Him to do. Have you taken time in these last couple of weeks of the year to begin to pray and dream and imagine next year? God works with our imagination. Our imagination is a gift from God. Have you begun imagining and thinking and visualizing what God is going to do in your life next year? Can you see it? You got to see it before you're ever going to get it. You got to imagine it before it's ever going to materialize in your life. What are you expecting? I want to ask you some questions, not to condemn anybody, but to challenge all of us to believe and raise our expectation for 2020. I want to challenge you to think bigger next year. I want to challenge you to believe bigger next year. I want to challenge you to expect bigger and sow bigger and give bigger and pray bigger and praise bigger and love bigger next year. I want you to raise your level of expectation because God, He meets us on the level of our expectation. So it's the year of expectation, 2020. So what are you expecting? What do you see in your future? Not what other people see for you, but what do you see in your future in 2020? The year of expectation. So with that in mind, I want to give you some strategies for success in the year 2020, the year of expectation. I want to give you some advice. I want to give you some counsel. I want to ask you, have you already written down your goals for next year? You know, very few people, they tell us statistically, even have goals. And then a less percentage write them down so they can see them every day. In fact, they tell us, you can Google it, the last time I did, only 3% of people who set goals write them down. Why don't we be the top 3% at Church on the Rock? Church Online, why don't we be the top 3%? Why don't you begin to ask God for dreams and vision and goals for your life in 2020? And then write them down so you can see them every day. Because what you're looking at, you'll begin to focus on. And what you focus on, you'll begin to feed. And what you begin to feed will begin to grow in your life. So what are your goals? I have mine already written down, but you need more than goals, don't you, church? You need a process. You need a process. You need a plan to reach those goals. It's not enough to set a godly goal. You have to then ask God for a plan or a strategy on how to reach those goals. And that's not enough. Not only do we need goals for next year, and do you have some? If not, I'd take some time this week to sit down with you and your family and begin to write down, as you pray, God's goals for your life next year. Not only do you need goals because they determine the direction of your life. Goals determine the direction of your life. You need a plan or a process that you're going to do daily to reach those goals. But number three, we all need effort. We're going to have to put some effort for our goals to come to pass. In fact, I have a scripture for you. Just write it down if you're a note taker. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 3. And it says that a dream comes through a multitude of hard work. We're going to have to put the effort in. We're going to have to make it happen. We're going to have to sacrifice. We're going to have to put in some extra hours, an extra time, an extra effort for our goals to come to pass in the year of expectation. You still with me, family? So don't forget those three things: goals, a plan, and the effort, the work. It won't just happen. It's not going to come easy. If it came easy, anybody could do it. And so for my birthday, I want to show you a clip that kind of goes along with this, getting advice for the new year, getting counsel, getting wisdom, getting strategy. Daniel, my son, he did something very special for my birthday. Now, I grew up in Iowa, and if you're from Iowa, you know it's a wrestling state. One of the things they're known for more than corn, they're also known for wrestler and wrestling programs. And I grew up in Iowa, and in 1972, I graduated from high school. But I remember in 1972, I kind of had a hero, and his name was Dan Gable. Dan Gable was a wrestler in college, athlete, and then he went on in 1972 to the Olympics and won the gold medal. He grew up in Waterloo, Iowa. He was the winningest college wrestler of all time. 171 wins and one loss. Oh my goodness. And the loss, it was at the end of his season, and he said the only reason he lost the only one match was he wasn't prepared for that match. Dan Gable, he went on to be a successful coach, wrestling coach. He went on to be a mentor, motivational speaker. Today, he travels all over, gets paid thousands of dollars for motivational talks. He's still coaching coaches, and he's 71 years old. Well, he's kind of always been a hero in my life. Well, Daniel knew that, so Daniel contacted him personally and asked him to give me some advice so that next year would be a great year for me. So listen to the advice that he gives me for next year. Kind of goes along with the advice I'm giving you.
David, Dan Gable, Olympic wrestling champion and championship coach, reaching out to you. I understand you're from Iowa and follow me some. Thanks, appreciate that. The new year is about to start, and it's always nice to have good years. For me, about every year is a good year. But because it's just starting soon, a little planning and very good goals can be in your sight. Accomplishing these goals are even better. Take some effort. But what's life without effort? Maybe effortless? And that won't get one anywhere. Anyway, your son Daniel reached out and told me it's your birthday soon, so I'm reaching out to you for this reason and just a little advice. I've taken quite a bit of advice in my day, and it has worked well. David, happy 66th birthday.
Isn't that precious? That is precious, yeah? So he's still mentoring, coaching, and giving advice to people for the new year. And I just want to talk to you about that for the next 30 days. Strategies for success in the year of expectation, 2020. Is that cool with everybody? I'm here to help you. I'm here to be a blessing for you. All right, so open your Bible to Proverbs chapter 4, and I want to start what I think is the greatest strategy for success. The greatest strategy for success next year is getting godly wisdom. Getting godly wisdom. Getting godly wisdom, I think, is the number one, the most important thing that you and I should be asking for, believing for, receiving by faith, and knowing how to tap into godly wisdom. So everybody say, godly wisdom. Now, godly wisdom, well, let's define it, okay? Let's don't make it mystique or biblical or theological. Let's bring it down where you and I live. Godly wisdom is simply listening to God. Godly wisdom is simply listening to God. And how many of you know that most of us have to really work hard at listening to God because of all the distractions that are in our world? Social media, the internet, all that goes on. You and I, to listen to God, is going to have to be intentional, isn't it? It's going to take effort. It's going to take work. It's going to take discipline. It's going to take putting our flesh under and forcing ourselves to get, watch this now, still before God. Doesn't the Bible say, be still and know that He is God? Right now, on the New York Times best-selling list, there's a book called The Power of Stillness. Stillness is the key. It's a secular book. I've listened to it on Audible, but boy, it's got some good principles in it. And just think, that's on the number one third service, New York Times best-selling list. So if the world's looking for stillness, how much more should the church know how to get still and hear God? So listening to God, that's godly wisdom. So we have to get still. Everybody say still. Then we got to slow down. Everybody say slow down. Oh, we're too fast, aren't we? We are a hurry generation. We come late and leave early. We microwave our early morning prayer time with God. We got things to do. And I don't think we linger like we should, including myself. Next year, I want to linger longer in the presence of God. I think we get off our knees too quick. I think we leave too quick from the presence of God. God's just about ready to give us some counsel, some wisdom, a strategy, and we get in a hurry, get up and leave. Wow, I don't want to do that. I want to learn how to get still, don't you? And slow down. And then number three, silence. We all told our kids growing up, didn't we? Silence is golden. Silence, turning off the TV, turning off your phone, turning off the computer, getting silent, getting quiet before the Lord. So godly wisdom is what? Listening to God. Listening to God. And how do we listen to God? We got to get still. We got to slow down. We got to get silent. Got to have silence. And number four, we got to have solitude. We got to get alone with God. We got to have our own prayer closet. Now, through those four steps, you and I will train ourselves to listen to God. You got it? So godly wisdom is what? Listening to God, comma. It's listening to God, comma, and then applying what he says. Wisdom is listening to God and then applying what God says. You might be new to our church and you say, where in the world did they get the name Church on the Rock? We got that name from the Bible. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 28, it calls two kinds of people. One is a fool. Remember Fred Sanford when he would say, you fool, or Aunt Esther would say, you fool? Wow. There's a fool or there's a wise man and woman, right? And the fool, it says, listens to God but doesn't apply what he says. And storms come, and when they do, that house collapses. But a wise person, here's wisdom, listens to God, applies what they hear, and they build their house on the rock, church on the rock. So when storms come, and this year I had more perfect storms than you could count on both hands. How about you? That when storms come, you'll still, when the dust settles, you'll still be standing because you're building your house on the wisdom of God. The greatest strategy for success in the year 2020, the year of expectation, is getting godly wisdom. And how do we get godly wisdom? By listening to God and then doing what? Applying what he says to do. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Proverbs chapter 4. Look at the highlighted words. Getting wisdom, and that's what we're talking about, our strategy this weekend. Getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do. So you know what? On this last weekend of the year, you're doing the most important thing that you could do. You're getting God's wisdom. You're hearing God through me speak to you. And then you're going to leave here and apply what you learned, and you're going to have a strategy for success in the year 2020. You still with me, family? All right? So getting wisdom is the most important strategy that you can get. Whatever else you get, get insight. The next verse, please. Love wisdom, and she will make you. If you and I, and we do, want next year to be great, I want next year to be great for you, then the best thing I can do is give you the number one strategy for success, and that is getting godly wisdom. And what is that? Learning how to listen to God and apply what he says. Kenneth Hagin, of Rhema Bible Training Center, the founder, who's now in heaven. He said the most important thing that a Christian can learn is how to hear God's voice. How to hear God's voice. So notice it says that when you get wisdom, she will make you great. Embrace her and she will bring you honor. How many of you want next year to be greater than this year? Can I see your hand? How many of you could handle more favor and honor next year than you had this year? Well, you know how to get it? Get wisdom. Get godly wisdom. And with it, it's like a magnet. It attached to honor, favor, and greatness. God has greatness in store for you in 2020. But you and I will need the strategy on how to tap into that greatness. We'll need strategy on how to tap into God's favor in a new measure in the year 2020, the year of expectation. Let me show you what I'm talking about. An illustration from the Bible, Solomon, 1 Kings chapter 3. Solomon, now here's the story, family. Those of you in the room and those online, the story is this. King Solomon is worshiping God. Wow, like y'all been doing today. And I want to grow in my worship next year. How about you? Personal, private worship. And he's worshiping God, and he's not just, you know, petty little worship. You know, hallelujah, hallelujah, three glory to God's, and then I got to go. No, he doesn't come late and leave early. No, he doesn't rush through it on Monday morning. No, he is offering 100 times more than anybody else in worship. And what happens now, family, worship is not wasted time. When we fail to worship, we will waste our time. Worship, what happens? He's worshiping God, and all of a sudden, God gives him a dream. God shows up in a dream, and next year is the year of dreams and visions. God shows up in a dream, and God gives him a word. Pastor, I need a dream for next year. Why don't we try worshiping God? Why don't we try lingering a little longer? Why don't we try praising him just a little longer than ever before? Could it happen that while you and I are worshiping God, God could do for us what he did for Solomon and in a dream appear to us and give us a right now word that will bring us success in 2020, the year of expectation? So notice he's worshiping God 100 more times than anybody else. Next verse, verse 5. And that night the Lord appeared to him and asked him, what would you like me to give you? Oh my goodness. Well, what would have you said? Don't answer me out loud, but think about it. He's worshiping God, and God comes to him in a dream. And it's really cool. I don't normally get dreams. Well, I want to correct that. I get them from Pizza Hut, Emo's, White Castle, and Hardee's. But I very rarely get a God-given dream because I'm a teacher. And this last 3 weeks, I've gotten several dreams in the night, woke up with them, knew it was God, and wrote down what God was saying. It was all towards next year, 2020, the year of expectation. And so as you and I worship God, watch what God did for Solomon. God showed up in a dream, and God spoke to him and said, I'll give you one thing. Anything you ask, I'll give it to you. Well, did you get what you were asking for this Christmas? Don't answer me out loud. You know, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. We can relate. Well, when I was about 10 or 11, the Swin Stingray bicycle came out. Oh, it was so cool. And it was on the square in our little town in the hardware store. They had a brand new one in the window. And I would walk by as a little guy that fall into Christmas. And I was just dreaming. I could see myself on that Swin Stingray. And it was beautiful metal flake color. And it had a banana seat on it. Y'all know what a banana seat? And it was white with silver metal flake. And then it had what we call for the handlebars, we called them ape hangers. You know, they went up like that. Then it had a sissy bar in the back. You know what? Some of you got revelation on this. It was awesome. And it had a slick tire in the back. And I said, I want me one of them. Yeah. And so I could see myself on it. So my mom and dad, you know, they asked, okay, Dave and my brother Rick and my sister Cheryl, what do y'all want for Christmas? And I said, you know, I'd like to have a Swin Stingray. Well, I was excited. Christmas morning came, and guess what? You know, not under the tree, they couldn't get it there, but behind the sofa was a bicycle. But guess what? It wasn't the Swin Stingray. It was an off brand, a big old clunker that I wasn't given what I asked for. But here God speaks to Solomon during worship. And God says, one thing, ask one thing, whatever it is, and I'll give it to you. You know, between the services, someone came up to me and said, Pastor, did you get the gift? Did you get the gift? I said, no, I didn't give it. They said, good, I didn't send you one. There's always got to be a Weisenhammer someplace, right? Yeah. But so God asked Solomon, Solomon, you know, what can I give you? One thing. And you know what he asked for? Wisdom. Wisdom. What is wisdom? The ability to listen to God, hear what he's saying, and apply it in your life, and the fruit that it will bring. Greatness and honor and favor. Oh, my goodness. So I think that's a clue for you and I. The greatest thing that you and I could ask for is not a house, not a car, not a mate, not a husband, not a wife, not this, not that, not favor. The greatest thing you and I could do, let's follow his example, is ask God for wisdom, strategy for a brand new year that will bring you success. So look what he says. What would you like me to give you? Next verse, verse 6. Can we just go on, guys, the next verse, verse 7? And the next verse, verse 8. And the next verse, verse 9. We're hustling through here. So give me the wisdom. What did Solomon ask for? Wisdom. What should you and I ask for? Wisdom. When anybody asks me, how can I pray for you, Pastor? I always say wisdom. Because it's the principal thing. It's the most important thing. You're going to find out. It'll bring you health, restoration, healing, prosperity, riches, longevity. It'll bring everything else that you want is attached to godly wisdom. So over the next 30 days, I'm going to give you over 30 strategies that will bring you success in 2020. But I wanted to start with the most important, godly wisdom. So next verse, guys, verse 10, that pleased the Lord, what he asked for. Verse 11, and he said, because you've asked for wisdom, to rule justly instead of long life for yourself or riches or the death of your enemies. He goes on to say, next verse, I will do what you've asked, but I will give you more. Wow. Wisdom will bring you more than you asked for. Wisdom, godly wisdom, will bring you more than you asked for. Pastor, where do I start? How do I get godly wisdom? Number one, take away 30 days. Do it every day. Double dog dare you. If you'll do it, if you'll stay with me, it'll change your life. All right? How do you do it? You ask God for wisdom. New Testament, James chapter 1, verse 5. So why don't we practice right now? Everybody in the room, everybody at home, close your eyes. Say it with me. Heavenly Father, I ask you for wisdom for 2020. I believe I receive your wisdom. I'm listening and applying what you tell me to do. And with it will come riches, honor, long life. In Jesus' name, I believe, I receive, amen. Can we celebrate right now? Well, that's how it starts. He said, I'll make you wiser than anybody before you or after you. Do you know what? You could become wiser than anybody else you work with. What does that mean? God could give you creative ideas that will bring your company money, promotion, or save them money, and you get promoted for it. God will make you wiser than your enemies, people that are plotting your demise, people are trying to steal from you, rob from you, oppose you, and stand in your way. God's wisdom will give you a strategy that will make you wiser than all of your enemies. How cool is that? So he goes on to say, next verse, verse 13, I'll also give you what you didn't ask for all of your life. Don't forget the all, family. Because some people think, oh, if the Democrats are in the White House, then we're going to be blessed. Oh, if the Republicans are in the White House, then we're going to be blessed. Oh, if there's good economy in Wall Street, we're going to be blessed. This says doesn't matter who's in the White House. Doesn't matter what's going on around us. This says we have a covenant and promise from God. If we ask him every day for his wisdom and we're listening to God, apply what he says that you will be blessed all the days of your life. In your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, in your 60s, in your 70s, in your 80s, and your 90s. Oh, come on, let's do a patty cake. Let's give God a good praise. Hallelujah. And you will have wealth and honor more than any other king. Next verse, verse 14. And if you obey me, watch this now, and you keep my word as your father did, I will give you what? A long life. Now look up here at my baby blue eyes and listen very carefully. Notice that with wisdom comes one of the blessings is long life. So that means there's things that I can do that will extend my life, or there's things that I can do that can shorten my life. Right? Oh, no, Pastor. In the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die. Well, that's true, but God doesn't determine our day die. The day we die, we determine the day we die. He knows the day we're going to die, but we determine the day we die. Pastor, I don't get it. According to this, obedience to God's wisdom will lengthen your life. Let's do a Fred Price. Disobedience then will shorten my life. There are things that I can do that will lengthen my life, or there's some things I can do if I'm foolish that will shorten my life. It's up to us, our day die, the day we die. I say let's go for live long, live strong, but we're going to need God's wisdom to be able to do that. Can I have an amen? Well, we're talking about strategies for success in the year 2020, the year of expectation. How cool is that? Proverbs chapter 3. Let's go there. Proverbs chapter 3. Happy, and I want everybody happy, but do you know that happiness comes before success? Now, Pastor, next year when I'm walking in God's best and having success and using these strategies you're going to share with us, then I'll be happy. Oh, no, my brother and sister, happiness comes before success. Because if your happiness depends upon your success, what if you don't have success? Then you won't have happiness. You have to have happiness before success, because then it doesn't matter. You always have happiness. Oh, my goodness. So he says happy. Then he says blessed. Can everybody say blessed? Oh, there's a word that rhymes there, stressed. Wow. So God has wisdom to unstress my life. God has wisdom to bless my life. And God has wisdom and strategies to unstress my life. Oh, I'm stressed out over my school bill. I'm stressed out over, work. I'm stressed out over my marriage. I'm stressed out over my job. I'm stressed out over my health. I'm stressed out. I got to go to court this week. I'm stressed out over finances. I'm stressed out over the holidays. That's not God's will for you and me. God has wisdom that will unstress our life. So instead of stressed, we'll be blessed. And that's God's will. And a strategy for that comes through the wisdom of God. Happy, blessed, fortunate is the man or the woman who finds godly wisdom. Next verse, verse 14. For the gaining of God's wisdom is better. Everybody say better. It's better than money, stocks, funds. It's better than gold or silver or rubies. Next verse. It says, godly wisdom is more precious, and nothing you can wish for is to be compared to it. So if God would come to you tonight, and you're worshiping God in the middle of the night, you couldn't sleep, so you get up and you worship God, and God appears to you in a dream, and he says to you, what can I give you for 2020? What's going to be your answer? Oh, you guys are smarter than the average bear. Amen? So wisdom, next verse, verse 16. What's going to come with it? What's attached? What's the benefits? Long life is in her right hand, and her left hand are riches and honor. Now, my sister who's in heaven, she died way too early. She died at age 62. As she's in heaven today, she was left-handed. So for all you left-handed people, you are very, very special. I want you to know that. But most of us are right-handed, and that speaks of priority and dominance. So our priority shouldn't be riches and honor. Our priority should be long life, long, strong, healthy life. Because without that, we can't fulfill God's purpose for our life. Then in your left hand, which is secondary, that would be, for most of us, that would be, for us unspecial people, that would be riches and honor. And then verse 17, another benefit, the ways are highways of pleasantness, and all her path are peace. What does that mean, Pastor? Well, if I'm listening to God and applying what he's saying, and I act on it, it won't bring conflict in my marriage, my family, my church, or my job, or my life. It will bring not conflict, not rage, not bitterness, not strife. God's wisdom will always produce peace. That's how I know it's from God and not from man. It always produces peace. And then God's wisdom, pleasantness. I'm looking at that this week and I said, God, nobody's going to be able to relate to that word pleasantness. They're just going to think a pleasant day. God, break it down for me. So I went to my Hebrew dictionary, and the Hebrew word for pleasantness is shalom. You ever heard of that word? Shalom. And shalom actually means total prosperity. Total prosperity. So God's wisdom is the greatest basic fundamental strategy for success in the year 2020, the year of expectation, because it will bring total prosperity spiritually, mentally, socially, financially, and physically. But I like this definition. It said that shalom also means nothing missing, nothing lacking. Nothing missing, nothing lacking. I don't get it, Pastor. You have areas in your life today you are dissatisfied with. Maybe it's losing weight. Maybe it's getting a raise. Maybe it's getting out of debt. Maybe you just get ahead and everything breaks down and you fall right back into the same old trap. Maybe you deal with the same addiction. Maybe you deal with the same physical problem. Maybe you can't get along with people. Maybe you can't hold down a job. Maybe you can never save money. I don't know what it is. Maybe you're lonely all the time. You're depressed all the time. You're codependent. You're addictive to things. I don't know what it is, but all of us have areas in our life that we're dissatisfied with. So God's wisdom will give us the strategy on how to fix those empty areas, those unfruitful areas, those non-productive areas of our life, where then there'll be nothing missing and nothing lacking in your life. How cool is that, church? Next benefit, next verse, if we could. She, wisdom, is a tree of life to let those who lay hold on her. Happy and blessed is everyone who holds her wisdom fast. Look at that tree of life. That's the last benefit that we're talking about today as the team comes out. Pastor, I don't get it. This is new to me. I visited during the holidays. I just came back to check you guys out to see if you were authentic. We're so glad you came back. But give us 30 days and do what I say from the Word, and I promise you, your life will change for the better in 2020. But what is tree of life? I don't get it. Well, I've taught you that if you don't understand one scripture, another scripture will interpret it for you. So everyone say tree of life. Okay, let's go to Proverbs on the overheads. Proverbs 13, verse 12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when desire is fulfilled, it is what, church? Right there it is. What is the tree of life? Hopes and desires. I don't get it, Pastor. Oh, yeah, you do. What it says is that if you and I ask for godly wisdom, which is listening to God, and applying what he tells us, it will cause your hopes and desires to come to pass in 2020. So the seven benefits, let me give them to you if you're a note taker, that godly wisdom is a strategy for success. That will happen. Can we have them, guys? Number one is long life. Everybody say long life. Number two is riches. Everybody say riches. Number three is honor. Everybody say honor and favor. Oh, and number four is, shalom. Can you say that with me? Shalom. Say it with me. Nothing missing, nothing lacking in my life. See, where there's something missing and lacking, most of us take on an addiction. An addiction is to try to fill that which is the empty void in our life. But God's wisdom can fill that void and get us free of that addiction. Next, number five benefit is peace. And number six is hopes and desires coming to pass. And number seven is happiness. Did y'all get something? Y'all ready for 2020? Oh, come on, let's give God a big praise. Amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.